Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Roggoven. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Roggoven. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. Doby moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wilson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wilson. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Roggoven covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Rivera steals second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to third. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rivera. The slide. Hegan applies the tag. Rivera is out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera who is chasing the ball. Boone reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Raghavan moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Raghavan moves to third. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Rosen reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Saul Raghavan. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn pinch runs for Luke Easter. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Forknealy's. Glenn moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Glenn moves to third. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Avila hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy takes first base on ball 4. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.